Lesson from the late Parshas Noso Shavuos Haba Aleinu L'Toyva, and an important message for all those who are winding down their year in life, whether it's your year in Israel or in general. The summer's coming. People have a lot of changes in life during the summer. I think this is a really, really beautiful and important message. I want to dedicate this year to Zecher Nishmas, my father's cousin, my cousin as well, I guess, Kenny Waldman, who unfortunately passed away somewhat suddenly yesterday. He was just posting on Facebook just a day ago. And he was someone who I didn't know very well, but over the last few years we became closer in that he was going back and forth and commenting on my son in the army. He loved Eretz Yisrael. He loved Judaism. And he would post about that, his fight for Israel. And they posted how, happy he was that we lived in Israel, and how happy he was that my son was serving the country, his neshama should have an aliyah. And as we pointed out, I was remiss over the last week or so not to give shevach v'hoidah to the Rabbeinu Shalom, as we do every single year, and as we have a little bit of mezoinos to commemorate the wonderful shevach v'hoidah we have to Hashem on my son Avishai Leib, his getting his refuah when he was just a small baby. He contracted a very serious skin discolder syndrome, and Baruch Hashem is Bari V'Shalim with Hashem's amazing refuah that he created with medicine. And Baruch Hashem, he's around now causing havoc in our house, and we give Hashem tremendous hoda. Over Shabbos, I was researching a shir that maybe I'll give here on the night of, nobody's asked me yet, but just in case. I have a very cute topic that I want to do over over Shavuos. I only will tell this year and all the hundreds and hundreds of people that will listen to Lessons from the Lev when I post it on Yahi Torah. And that is, it's something like Will Smith in Halacha, hitting and tochacha, right? Hitting and giving a rebuke. And then the topic of giving, even at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're going to consider coming to this. So, in a chiddush that I saw from Rabbi Moiri Rav Aaron Salvechik in Perech Mata Aroin, in his Sefer, he speaks about the pasuk in this week's parasha. And it's interesting that in Parashas Naso, and I'm quite aware that in, you know, Chutz La'aretz you're still reading by Midbar, but we learn about the Nazir. And the Nazir is very interesting because we think of the Nazir as a very holy person. And when I think of yesterday, Yom Yerushalayim, I had the great schuss of spending some time with both, with all of you guys, of course. But when we cut off and we went to go to the Kotel to daven with Rav Uri and Rav Citron, and they were telling stories about the famous going to the Kotel of the Rav Svi Yehuda and the Nazir, the famous who was a Nazir because of Yerushalayim. And we talk about Nazirus, and we say, wow, what a holy person. And Rav Aaron says, well, why does the pasuk say the chiper alav mi'asher cheta ala nefesh? The pasuk tells us in this week's parasha that when the Kohen would bring two karbanos, two turtle doves, meaning for the Nazir, why would it have to bring two? So one of that is that if he became contaminated, right, one of the things a Nazir is that he is similar to a Kohen, he can't be matami himself. And the second thing is, says Rav Aaron, what did he do wrong? Ella shitzar atzmo min ayayin. There's something bad about accepting a chumrah upon yourself, right? Nobody says you're not allowed to drink wine. You're a machmir on yourself. Now we ella shitzar atzmo min ayayin. The hu mishum shahu mitrachek laketsa acharon bin yedshtia. Rav Aaron's essay is this concept that a person should never live a life mikatsa lakatsa. He should never be too extreme on a side. So when you come home from Israel, you can't say, well, I'm going to accept upon myself all the chumras just to annoy my parents. I think now that I thought about it even more, I think I said something quite brilliant in the question and answer when I was half asleep a few weeks ago with your Rebbe. And that was, is that I often find guys are so machmir when it comes to certain things just to annoy their parents, and when it comes to kibud aveim, that's out the window. Those halachas they didn't. So to go to one side is not the way the Rabbanu Shalom created us. Yesh kal v'chomer shel svara sheyesh sham shem choita al hagavra. And it shows in Rav Aaron's Mechadish, of course, a typical brisker derech of Svei Dinim, where it's the Gavra itself, the reason why I have to give Tochacha, isn't for the sin only that he did it. It's the person he is. You're a bad person, because you Merachak Elaketzah Rishon, he's doing a Maisa Veira. For a person to take something the Rabbeinu Shalom gave us, right? If a person, let's say, to say, you know what, Rebbe, I'm never getting married. I don't want any problems. I hear the divorce rate is very high. I don't want to gossip and ever have an affair. So this way, nothing. I'll never get divorced, and I'll never have an affair. That's going laketzalut. We don't do that. We're mekadesh wine. Wine is something that's very potentially hazardous, as the Rambam himself writes, that a person who gets drunk, it's holiness, it's terrible. But we do have Purim, and we do have something called Kiddush, which is so interesting that we take the one thing that can cause such so much damage, and we show we can be Mekadosh it. And by every ceremony, whether it's a wedding or a Brit Mila, we bring wine in to be Mekadosh it. So says Rav Aaron, you can't go to that side. And that's what the Rambam writes in this Perish on the Seches Avos. Echa noisi v'das min adeyos. That a person shouldn't go laketza acharon. He should have the golden medium the Rambam speaks about. He should always be the middle ground. Of being a perfect Jew is maybe, I don't want to give titles, but living this part of the world, what some like to call modern Orthodox, or Dati Lumi. I like Dati Lumi because Dati's first. Should be called Orthodox Modern. I'm staying religious, but I want to be part of the world. Ah, isn't that a Chiddush or Rav Soloveitchik made up, or Rav Kook made up? So Rav Aaron says, no, it's the Rambam. You're called a Rasha if you become extreme and I don't want to say live in a certain area where you live in a pillbox and nobody else is allowed in the air, and if you come into the area, I'm going to burn garbages and throw rocks at you and scream things. That's the Ketzah Acharon. It's true, says Rav Aaron, that there are certain times where a Jew has to protect himself, like the Nazir, as we learn. The Nazir only did this because he saw the Sota B'Kikuloseha. And maybe even it drove him to drink. He said, how can it be that we exist in this world of such preachers, that this is going on, that a woman, a married woman, Kedushas Yisrael, can be accused of this? How terrible is this? And it's possible that there are certain times we have to be exceedingly careful. And I'm not saying that maybe you should establish upon yourself maybe a chumrah or two, because you know these are things that are challenging. Of course. We're so afraid that you're going to come to go on your phone on Shabbos, and we say you can't even move your phone, even touch your phone. We stay far away from the phone. That's called muksa. Of course we establish gedarim. And amazingly, I don't know why, I read an article yesterday, I was a little bit upset yesterday, we went to the Kotel. Rosh Hashem was amazing, there's hundreds and hundreds of people. You guys were much more, because you guys went when you know, I would have, if I was your age, I would have stayed for, but I only went in the afternoon. There was hundreds of people at the Kotel. Basically all religious Zionists. And we were trying to put together a minyan. I said I went with Rav Sitra and Rav Uri. So they joined a minyan. I didn't like it. It was very pushy. So I established a minyan, the inside minyan there. And it was all these tzionim. And all of a sudden, this Haredi guy gets up. He's Ashrei Sherisech. And all the tzionim are like, okay. And I'm like, oh, this could be great. This is going to be great. I heard his miftah. I heard he was American. And he's like, "Berachas Amar Yisrael, Bashalom, Bayomer David El Gad." And everybody was like, "No, Kaddish, Kaddish." And I looked at him. I said to him, "Excuse me, you better say Kaddish now, or you're going to be saying Kaddish for yourself." No, I'm sorry. And I said to him, "I said the Gedolim. This was a holiday. Even the Siva Shalom, the great Solon Rebbe, who lived during the time of the 1967, said." No tachlon on this day. Rav Yitzchak Yosef, his father spoke about saying halil as well. So of course you can't say tach, can't say vidui on this day. Are you kidding me? And some of the great gedolim, it's often, Shlomo Zalman said, he didn't, I don't want to start quoting and saying, but it's well known that this day is much different than, for example, Yom Ha'atzma'ut. A lot of people during the holiday of Yom Yerushalayim don't say tach. To recognize it. And I saw this in the Siva Shalom. I said, you know what? Let me pick. I'm not in the Siva Shalom. I'm just being honest with you. I said, let's pick up the Slayer Rebbe. So last night I picked it up and I said, Hashem loves me. What an amazing piece, exactly on the words of my Rebbe expounds upon what Rav Aaron said. Listen carefully, because mamish is a yesod gadol in your life, and this will so much help you when you're going back. He quotes the Torah's Avos of the Slonim Rebbe, where it says, Svichas HaParshios Kan. He says, yes, we all know about the story about the Nazir became a Nazir because of the Soita, but now let's talk about what follows. Afterwards, you have the Nazir, followed by Birchas Kohanim, and then the Parsha of the Nesiim, which is, at the end of Parshas Naso. Ki Tachlis, listen carefully. Tachlis Avoydehi in your Nazirus. He says, the Nazir wants to be Poyresh Mikol Hanah B'Olam Hazeh. He takes the Gashmius, everything in this world, he says, I don't want to be part of it. No way. Lavo yidei nisayon, because it's challenging for me. And olam hazeh, it's all challenges. It's true. It's all challenges. I'm doing an amazing thing, and I'm marching in Yerushalayim. Oh no! Look who I see. My old girlfriend Sprinzel, from whatever fill in the blank seminar. Oh no. Nisyonos. Uvechein, Mizirus Purish Miam. He says, I want to be a good guy. Oh, Namali Day, Shinita Ayer, Michumrois, Ain Tachlis of Avodas Hashem. This was Slain of a Rebbe speaking. That's not a Avodas Hashem. Anybody could live in a house and close the doors and say, I don't want to be part of the world. Shehu Lechaber, Tachtoinim Be'al Yoidim. You're on this world to bring together both of these things. The Olam, right? The Gashmis and the Ruchnius together. And that's what Birchas Kohanim is. The Brachas of the Kohanim, Yosef Na'ale. The Brachas on Parnasa. Shemagia Shekamba, even in his own life, every day we have this Chus Raboisai of getting this Bracha in Eretz Yisrael. A Bracha on Parnasa before you go to work. Kavonasu L'Shem Shemayim. Hashem Yishmercha B'mamoin. V'amazik in Shekalish Mayrecha. Hashem should protect you physically. And your money, as we're going to speak about in a moment, your money should be protected and should be holy money, not dirty money, not money you give stuck and say, well, I gave 10% so I could steal. No. Vishar and Yonim HaGashmiim, Sheyachol Asei B'chol and Yon B'Olam Hazeh, you can be part of Olam Hazeh. And make sure that it's the Mikadosh Shem Hashem. And the Parsha Nesiim, the third level, oh, that's, he says, the agalot that they say, laharim lukadesh and yonam olam hazeh. That's even a higher level. I would point out as well that they were all exactly similar. We keep reading the same thing. Korbano, karakes avichad. They were equal, but all of them had a little knesh, a little difference in them that they knew about. That's avodas Hashem. Ikular har tachlis. Nitzartim yonam olam hazeh. The tachlis of the person. Your whole being is about being makadesh, living in Olam Hazeh, being part of the real world. It's easy to go lakatz. It's easy to wear white and black with your tzitzis out and a black hat and say, I'm not part of the world anymore. That doesn't mean that you have to. Living in the middle doesn't mean that you say, oh, Rav Hartzi said I should live in the middle, so now I can go to movies and concerts and all these different things that may be usher. No. You have to ask questions. What's mutter? What's usher? What should I be watching? What should I be doing with my time? The Siva Shalom continues and he says, Mipnesha Adam, the Ezaderech, when he's on his path, when he finishes his year in Israel, when the summer's about to start, Yivchor Lavoy, he says, what should I do? What should be my path in serving God? Im Nitaer Lifrosh Lagamre. Maybe it is, I should say goodbye to Olam Hazeh. Vianane, I'm not your Olam Haba guy. Or, no, I'm going to get pleasure. The Rabbanu Shalom wants me to get pleasure in this world. He gave me delicious food to eat. But I'm going to make it all for God. I'd be Mekadosh Hashem. It's very hard to be Mekadosh Hashem if you live in the middle of nowhere. Or you live in Meir Shara, and nobody ever sees you. To get on a bus in the morning, and to give your seat up to somebody, that's Kadosh Hashem. And please don't get me wrong, I'm not disparaging anyone. oftentimes my son tells me a story where he's wearing his uniform and he gets on a bus and a Haredi person says, "Excuse me, please sit in my seat. Can I have your name? I want to daven for you. Thank you for serving our country." A religious boy. There's a tremendous picture that my son sent yesterday that I get such hanah from, Dafkan Yom Yerushalayim, of my son sitting and learning Gemara. Looks like on a mountaintop. You could see Lebanon in the back, in the border. I'm assuming he wasn't on active duty. With his gun. Ah! Mamash Oilama. You can't get Oilama Zem more than having to serve our country. On a dangerous day, on a day we didn't know what was going to happen, and where it was going to come from. It's hard. And he says there are people who want the easy way out. Shehi derech yoseh kal. It's easy to take away from others. I only want olam haba. Hamadrega hayoter gavoh. But you know the highest level, Rabbi Yisai? Slonim Rebbe says, la'alot et kolin yonim le'olam hazeh l'shem yisparech. Wow! It's not to be a person who lives in the ivory tower and throws rocks, obviously. You know, but no. Your point in this world is to be part of the world. How beautiful this is. And that's the madrigot. You have to reach a level. Sometimes you need a little bit of the zeros. You need a little bit of saying, no, I need to protect myself. We spoke about, obviously, laws like we spoke about last week. The laws of yichud, to protect ourselves. So sometimes you even remark, I know this isn't a yichud case, but you know what? I shouldn't be alone with my secretary at 11 o'clock at night in my office. Even though there's a security guard who could potentially come. Eh! You could be a nazir by certain things. Of course. Poirish, you're starting, yes. But a higher level is birchas kohanim. A higher level than that is nesiyim. And he says, that's the tachas of Kabbalah Satorah as we come to accept the Torah anew on Motzei Shabbos. He, as the Torah tells us, that's us, the Jewish people. Two in Yonim, Mamlechas Koinim and Goy Kadosh, the Kedusha, Lashem, Lavodosoi, Shabbos, Shekalish Berchim, in Yonim, Ha'ela Bazer, Lasoisim, Kikoyin. You have to be like a Koyin. You have to do Avodos Hashem like a Koyin, the Kedusha. But you know what a Goy Kadosh is? And we always joke, oh, the Goyim. We're the Goyim. What do we say in Mincha Shabbos? Goy Echad Baretz. We're the Goy Echad Baretz. We're the Tferes. But try to be a Goy in this world. It's both of them. You're going to eat Basar. You're going to be Shoyse Yayin. How do you deal with it? That's the question. As the Sefer Mesil Sesharim explains to us so beautifully of how to live in this world. Omnam Yesha Dayin Eino. If you're not there, yes, you need to add some things, but not completely to be parish. And that's why the Nazir had to bring a korban. Because it wasn't the right thing that he did. Why did he reach that level? He had to be parish himself so much. This is the lesson of our year in Israel. You lived a year, as my Rebbe would say, as a figure. Because it's not your real life. Right, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be mean. But unless you're coming Shabbat, you're never going to learn as much as you learned this year. Right? 8 hours a day, you know, 15 hours a day, whatever it is. But you needed to be Pirish for a year, to be a Nazir for a year, so that you can have the strong foundation to become what I'd like to call normal. To take Rav Aaron's idea of this middle ground, of the Avodah Hashem as part of the world. Yes, wearing regular clothes with a yarmulke on and saying, I'm Yoreh Malka. I fear God and that's why I act differently and that's why people think I'm weird. And everything I do is L'Avodah Hashem and I ask myself, is this what Hashem wants of me? Is this the bracha of Kohanim I should receive? Is this the Nesiyim being Makadesh? It's a challenge, Rabbi Yisai. It's a big challenge. Because it's not easy. And as I say all the time, you will fall in this challenge. That's what a challenge is about. We spoke last week about Yosef HaTzadik. Guess what? As my Rebbe also says, Revar and Salvation, we're not called Joes. We're called Jews. Because we can't be Joes. Because in the society that we live in 2022, Tufshin Pei Bet. We can't live like a Yosef and all the time say the word Vayimayin. It's not always going to work. I'm even young. But you know what, Rabbi Yisai? We can live like a Yehuda. We're called Jews. Yehuda sinned with Tamar and he got up and he kept moving. We spoke about Rabbi Akiva. You know what we celebrated last week on Lag BaOmer? That after 24,000, all the students died. He could have said to himself, why did I even become from at 40? For what? They couldn't learn the simple lessons. Lo nodu kol b'zeh b'zeh. He says, no, I get up and I'm going to find students to give smicha to. I'm going to continue Torah. Ah, what a beautiful idea. Shavuos is a time to rededicate ourselves and say, Rabbeinu Shem, look who I am now. But to make kabbalas, for a person to say to himself, okay, what am I doing with my year in Israel? I need to set myself up with Kedusha. I'm going to a secular college? Okay. I'm going to have a secular job? Okay. Where's my learning? Don't say, well, I'll think about it later. I remember where there was one Rebbe here in the yeshiva said, where are you going? Oh, you're going to the University of Michigan? Oh, yeah. He says, I know somebody who would call so-and-so and say, I need you to commit now to go to have a chavrusa with them. That's the most successful thing. Where's your chavrusa? Don't show up the first day on college campus and say, all right, God, you know, bring me a chavrusa. There was a student once, and please try to take this the right way as we conclude. And he was so happy. He was telling me how well he's doing. I said, oh, that's great. He was talking about not just on a physical level, spiritual level. And he said, Rebbe, you're not going to believe this. Once a week, I learn with a Chabad rabbi. I said to him, once a week? Where's the bookends? Where's starting your day off with a little Torah, ending the day off with a little Torah? Tell me about that. I want a Chavrusa more than once. You go to a shir once a week on Tanya. That's great. More. Challenge yourself more. Shavuos is about challenging yourself more. Not going for the katzah l'katzah. Chas v'shalom, the other katzah we didn't even speak about. The boys say we should be zoiche that you get this message and be zoiche to understanding the messages of what Hashem really wants us to be mekadosh shem Hashem. And with the kiddush Hashem that we saw she'ein kamoh, for example, yesterday, what a beautiful kiddush Hashem. The Rabbeinu Shalom should look at it and cry and say, I want to bring back Beis Mikdash Shem b'meheirah v'yameinu. Amen.